The following is an encore episode of Hour 2 of the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. We hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881 and share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Hello and welcome back to the Turley Frequency here live and exclusive on Archangel Radio, broadcasting throughout the Archdiocese of Mobile. And I'm your host, Kevin Turley, sitting here in a very dark, very grey, very overcast, very wet London, speaking to you in sunny Fairhope or even sunnier Mobile. I've just checked the weather forecast for you guys, and it's such a nice weather out there, right?
Yeah, we're very blessed here in the South, Kevin. And speaking of, even better than the weather, is we have two guests who are joining us in studio to pray with us.
Two is
better than one.
Do you mean we've increased the audience by 200% straight away?
We have with us in studio, Kevin, we've got Sherry Jakeson and Judy Pickering.
Hi, Kevin.
Sherry and Judy, you are so welcome. Boy, I can't tell you how I'm glad I am to hear a human voice other than Mike's.
Yeah, and now just to let you know here, Kevin, now Sherry has the Midwestern accent, and ooh. Judy, we're going to give you a little bit of a flavor. We've got the Midwestern accent because Sherry's from Michigan, and we've got the Southern accent here in Fairhope. Judy from Pickering, and Judy Pickering from Fairhope.
And mine may not be that Southern. I've got a cross between Boston and New Orleans and Southern.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a little flavor here, as you can tell.
Interesting.
Kevin.
So, Judy, is this your first time on the radio?
Yes.
Wow. You sound like a professional. You sound like you're doing the morning show.
Thank you very much.
So Judy is one of our rosary ladies. We do a rosary for the Archangel Radio every Thursday at 11
Wonderful.
O'clock. And so we invited Judy to come and pray with us this morning.
Thank you, Sherry, for sorting that out. Judy, you're very, very welcome. And you know, you mustn't be nervous. I mean, you're being heard across the world on the app and on the internet in Europe, probably in Mongolia today. So don't be nervous. Okay?
Okay.
Just a few thousand people.
Thanks
go
for saying
herders,
that.
Mainly.
I appreciate that.
There's nobody listening in Alabama. That's the good news, Judy. But seriously, now, Judy, are you familiar with the Divine Mercy Chaplet?
Yes.
Excellent. Wow, this gets really good. You've done your homework. So you know how powerful it is?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It really does change lives, don't you think?
I hope so. I'm counting
now,
on that.
Now, I'm hoping that you've got somebody or something that you really want to pray for during this chaplet.
I do. It's a new situation where a cousin's pregnant with her first child, and they've discovered that they're is a hole in the heart.
And yeah.
She's only like 3 months pregnant, and they've decided that when the day she is born, that she will have to have surgery, and then a couple of days later, another, and then when she's three, she'll have to have another. So I'm praying that that will heal, or at least not be as serious as it sounds when the baby is born.
Well, Judy, that is a wonderful intention to pray for. And, you know, we sometimes forget it, us Catholics, that God is God. And that God, you know, we make our supplications to the Almighty God and we pray for miracles.
Yes.
We pray for things to change and things do change. And one day maybe I'll tell you about a miracle that came into my life, which meant indirectly or directly that I ended up speaking to you today. But that's for another day and another day. But this is it's a very stressful situation for all concerned, and I'm so glad to pray for that. Do we have, I mean, without wishing to in any way compromise people's identity, do we have a name of somebody, just the first name that we could pray for?
Yes.
In this?
Adrian.
Adrian. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Okay, so that is our first intention this morning. So, okay, so just for anybody listening, how this works is this. Judy and I are going to pray the chaplet this morning. So we will, in a moment, we will bless ourselves. We'll say the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the I Believe. And then we will say the Eternal Father prayer. And then go into the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which is said on your rosary. If you have a rosary, which you use for the normal rosary, the Holy Rosary, then that's what we use. So it's 10 beads of a certain prayer. And then at the end, we say three times the Holy God, Holy Mighty One prayer. And that's it. That's it. And what we're going to do is each 10 decades, we will pray for one intention. So this one's for Adrian. And we will pray for this hole in the heart, this to be healed. We're praying to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that this be healed. And I'll just say something. I was looking up the diary of Saint Faustina, and I came across this quote, which you probably know, Judy. And it was that from the diary entry 687 of St. Faustina, who was the Polish nun who our Lord appeared to and gave this devotion to. And it just says that sooner would heaven and earth turn into nothingness than would my mercy not embrace a trusting soul. Sorry, that was diary entry 1777. But another one from diary entry 1541 has this to say, which is for all of us. My daughter, speaking to Sister Faustina, our Lord said, encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given to you. It pleases me to grant everything they ask of me by saying the chaplet. It pleases me to grant everything they ask of me by saying the chaplet. So with that recommendation, Judy, shall we begin?
Please.
Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day, rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, so that's the first decade done. You see, it's really not that hard, anybody listening. You can join in at any time on 888-928-0881, or you can text us as well on the text number 251-928-2111, and you can have yourself prayed for, just as Adrienne was. Now, somebody did text earlier. Thank you, Mike, for alerting me to this. And it says, please pray for my son who had a seizure and all who are plagued with seizures. There's no name on that. It's anonymous. But we will pray now for that young man who's had a seizure and for anybody who's suffering in that way. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sherry, I'm just wondering, is there anybody you'd like to pray for?
There is, Kevin. I have a family member who will be having surgery on Friday, so I would like to pray for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And may I have that person's name, first name?
His first name is Dan.
Dan. We'll pray for Dan now. Okay, Dan, if you're listening, we're praying for you for surgery on Friday, and be at peace. God is good. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, well, Mike, as you're there as well, is there anybody you'd like us to pray for in this next decade? Any intentions?
I do. I'd like to pray for my wife, Jen. She's, even though she's received a great prognosis from her breast cancer that she's been dealing with since last March. Even though the prognosis has been good, I just pray that that God will continue to heal her body, I also want to pray for my children, that they will come to know, love, and serve Christ all the days of their lives. My kids' names are Donnie, he's 11, about to be 12, Jordan is 10, and my daughter Stella, my beautiful daughter Stella, is 7. So anyway, just keep them in your prayers.
That's a lovely prayer, Mike. We keep the whole Romano family definitely in prayer.
Thank you so much.
Jen, Donnie, Jordan, and Stella. Wonderful names.
Thank you.
For this eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Now, in this final decade of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, I'd like to pray for anybody who's been recently bereaved, anybody who's lost anybody in recent times, but also all of us who are praying for the holy souls. We've all lost somebody somewhere along the way, and it's a wonderful time to draw close to them, in a sense, in this month of the Holy Souls. Today I went and found the rosary to pray this with, and it's a rosary which was given to me by my mother shortly before she died. And I wanted to pray it today anyway because of the Holy Souls, but it has a special resonance because it reminds me of her. And I'd like to pray for everybody, as I say, who's got a Holy Soul on their mind or has recently been bereaved, and that God will comfort them at this time. The Divine Mercy Chaplet is very much related to death and to dying. Just read you from the diary again. Any of these quotes are from the diary of St. Faustina. You're probably very familiar with the image of the Divine Mercy image, which has Jesus, I trust in you, underneath it. And our Lord told St. Faustina that, I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over its enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory. And he goes on to say, on that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me. Even though its sins be as scarlet, my mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. You know, when I was discussing with Archangel about doing this show, I really wanted the Divine Mercy Chaplet to be part of it. Why? Because we live in an age where mercy has never been more needed. We need mercy. I need mercy. You need mercy, maybe. But we need to be merciful to each other. We need to learn to be merciful to each other. If anybody thinks that this is a merciful world, just spend half an hour on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter, but I've looked at it. It's an absolute bunfest, cesspool of people attacking each other. We need to learn to be merciful to each other. Nobody's perfect. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And believe it or not, this show is not yet perfect. So we need to learn about mercy. We need to learn that. How do we learn it? We learn it from the divine mercy. That's where all mercy comes from. Now, so I'd like to pray for all our faithful departed, but I'd also like to pray for War Eagle, who sent me a lovely note saying, so happy to hear you daily now. I don't know who you are, War Eagle. I love the name War Eagle, but my eyes started to well up when I saw that. I thought, at least War Eagle is listening, and we're now praying for you too, War Eagle. Okay, so let's pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And now we say together, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And then we say three times, O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy
for us, I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed
forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Judy, thank you so much. How was that?
My pleasure. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
at least you thought that. But listen, Judy, talk to me about this prayer group. Tell me more. I'm interested.
I'm not sure how it started. I was asked to be part of it. We say the rosary every Thursday for the success of Archangel Radio and for other Christian radio stations. And we meet once a week.
Really?
Yes.
And how many of you are there?
It varies. We have probably 8 steady people, and then people will be around and will say, come join us, and they will. So it's about 8 every Thursday.
Sorry, the steady and the unsteady.
Yes.
In your number.
Yes.
And we invite anybody else that would like to join.
Sorry, where did you say you meet, Judy? Did you meet at the station?
We meet at the church across the street.
Church across. What's the name of the church?
St. Lawrence.
St. Lawrence.
And we meet in the library.
You know what happened to St. Lawrence, don't you?
I probably should know.
Well, he's the martyr, isn't he? They roasted him, didn't they? They roasted him on a spit.
He's the one that famously said, turn me over, I'm done on the side. Yeah.
I knew Mike was going to know that, because I'm sure St. Lawrence is the patron saint of stand-up comedians, even though he's lying down. I'm absolutely certain of that. What a sense of humor. I mean, if you were roasting me in a pit, I don't think I'd be cracking jokes. I don't know about you, Judy. Would you be cracking jokes?
Probably. I usually do that at the wrong time.
Well, now listen, this prayer group at Thursday, 11 o'clock, that's central time. I'm still working out the time zones. Who knows what time that is in London? Oh, by the way, did you ever wonder why we're doing the Divine Mercy at 9 a.m. Central time?
No. Because they told me.
I'll tell you why. Because it's 3 o'clock here in London.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of the time difference. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 3 p.m. So this is the wonderful thing about the 3 p.m. hour of mercy. It goes right the way round the clock, right? From the rising of the sun to the setting. It's the hour of divine mercy throughout the world. 3 o'clock.
As so we you're linked up it's with 5
all
o'clock
these
somewhere.
Christians.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that like?
I said, as we say after work, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
that's a different type of need for mercy. We're not going into on this show. This is the divine mercy, Mike. You're not on stage now with your stand-up routine.
I know.
He's always on stage.
The world is my stage.
Three o'clock here in London is 9 a.m. in Alabama. That's why we're saying the divine mercy. So what I'm doing is I'm really getting my 3 o'clock devotion on air here. On Archangel's time until somebody finds out and takes me off. So that's the thing. Now, Judy, what I'd like to plead for, while you're in St. Lawrence on Thursday morning, is prayers for this show.
We will surely do that.
Because, the director of programming said to me, if you don't get any calls, Kevin, you're going to need a lot of prayers. And I said, okay, I'll do my best. But we haven't had any calls yet. So... 888-928-0881. Are you sure, Mike, this number's working?
Yeah, as far as I know. 1-888-928-0881. Yeah, we tested them. It's all good. Yeah.
They definitely paid the bill the last time.
We just had our pledge drive. Sherry, I'll have you answer that. You pay all the bills here.
Yes, yes, all the bills have been paid.
Sherry, are you sure about that?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay. What about getting out a telephone engineer just to check, just for my benefit? Can we just check the line is working? You know?
Somebody call, please.
888-928-0881. And if you want to call from outside the United States, you can put a 1 in front of that. Isn't that correct? 1-888-928-0881. So anybody in China, Mongolia, Russia, anywhere you like, call in. We don't speak any of those languages, but I'll be grateful of the call. So, Judy, would you mind telling your fellow Rosary team that they are all welcome to join me each day on the chaplet? And I really hope and pray that you will come back and join me soon.
Oh, I'm sure I will. It's been
and
a
the
pleasure.
Other thing which I'm very keen is that Adrian and Dan and Jen and all the people we prayed for, we're not just praying for them once. We'll be continuing to pray for them. And I get the idea that everybody we pray for today, we will continue to pray until this show finally comes to its end and finishes, which at this rate of going may be this week. But
whenever
the show finishes, we will continue to pray for everybody who's brought into the family of Archangel Radio here, live on air.
Kevin, we did get one call. He's on the air right now.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I can't believe it.
Okay. Well, better put him through before the break comes.
Go ahead.
So, hey, Kevin, I'm Greg, and I did have a hard time getting through because I've been calling for like 30 minutes, and it was busy, so maybe there was something going on with the phones. But I was just calling in for private intentions for a couple of people.
Well, Greg, if you want to, you can give us to them now, or you can phone in again tomorrow, or leave them with us, and we will include them in tomorrow's chaplet. It's up to you.
Oh, absolutely. I will give another call back.
I'm going to speak to you while you're here, first of all. I mean, it's great to hear your voice, first of all. Greg, where are you phoning from exactly?
Actually, I'm calling from Miami, but I live in Foley.
You're from Miami? My goodness, we really get around on this station, don't we?
He's calling from Miami, but he lives in Foley, yeah.
Wow. I presume it's nice and sunny and warm in Miami today?
Very nice and warm and sunny in Miami today, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you ever been to London, Greg?
I haven't been to London. I have not, but I hear it rains and it's very foggy there all the time.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how wet it is and has been for the last... It's the damp, Greg. Do you know what, though? Florida is one of the top destinations for Britons. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they all love to go to Florida. They all love to go, and because of the sun, all year round sun or whatever it is, they all want to go to Florida. Florida is one of those Shangri-La for a lot of British, you know. They want to go to Florida. They'd love to live in Florida. Greg, I'm hearing music. Will you call in tomorrow with your intentions because I want to pray for them?
Yes, thank you very much, and thanks for being
Greg,
on the show.
Great to hear from you. Speak to you tomorrow. God bless. And thanks, Judy, for coming on the show today, and Sherry as well. It's been a great fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Alabama Auto Service Center on Highway 98 in Daphne is a proud supporter of Archangel Radio. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years as Goodyear of Daphne, they offer tires and service for cars and light trucks, all backed by a nationwide warranty. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and until noon on Saturday. Alabama Auto Service Center is located at 28160 Highway 98 and can be reached at 251-626-0002.
Here's Dr. Brandon O'Donnell, owner of Alabama Smile Design.
Mike, I'm blessed. I have an awesome wife that helps me run a practice. I have a great team, and that there are people in the community that think of me as an authority in dental technology. And I'm able to teach these guys on this technology that a lot of them don't even know about. When they do know about it, they don't understand how to use it or how they can use it. And I'm able to help these guys come to the future, which is now.
Alabama Smile Design. Beautiful smiles to match a beautiful city.
President of the Cardinal Newman Society, Patrick Riley, on Catholic Education.
This is what Catholic education is about, is forming the whole person. And the intellectual formation is extremely important to all of that, but it's also a moral formation, it's a physical formation, it's everything about the human person that needs to come together.
Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881. And share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now, your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Hello and welcome to the Turley Frequency with me, your host. Yes, I am your host, Kevin Turley, coming to you live from London, but speaking to the good people of Alabama and Miami. Wonderful. Well, I know he's not from Miami, but anyway, Greg, good to hear your voice. And Mike, the phones work. Unbelievable. Sherry,
yes,
we don't
do.
Have to...
I've got one coming in now. Hold on for just a second.
Can you tell Sherry not to, to call out the phone engineer?
I will.
That we know the lines are working now, that it's okay. I mean, the check must have cleared, right? They must have actually got the money and they put us back on. That's great. Now, we just prayed for the Holy Souls, and I want to tell you a really interesting story. And it involves the supernatural. You see, the supernatural is real and yet more complex than today's materialists would have us believe. To such purely secular thinking, the following tale reveals what Shakespeare wrote about in Hamlet when he said, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy."
Hey, Kevin, sorry to interrupt you there before you get going into this story. We do have a caller. Ma'am?
Oh, absolutely. Hello, you're through to Archangel Radio, to the one and only Turley Frequency Show.
I'm just calling to tell you that I just thoroughly am enjoying the show very, very much.
May I have your name, ma'am?
Julie.
Julie, and where are you calling from, Julie?
Actually, I'm calling you from Daphne, Alabama.
Daphne, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. Julia, are you a regular listener to this station?
I am. I listen to Archangel every day, especially when I'm out walking. And today I've been running errands, but I've kept you with me. So I wanted to make sure you knew that the telephone lines are... they're open, and just to let you know how much I enjoyed, I stopped what I was doing, and I prayed the Divine Mercy, and it was wonderful to hear the prayer intentions for the day, and I'm an avid Divine Mercy prayer, let's put it that way. I pray every day, so I'll pray with you, Ben.
Fantastic.
Every day.
That's amazing. Well, I hope, Julie, you're going to either message us or phone in with some intention so we can actually return the compliment and actually pray for your needs or your family's needs or whatever it happens to be.
I certainly will. I have a lot of them.
Well, listen, you can call in every day as far as I'm concerned, because you know what, Julie? There aren't a lot of calls.
Okay. Well, it's people have to get used to it.
I know.
Give us a little time. It takes us a while to get used to things.
It does. And hopefully you can understand me. Somebody was asking what my accent was. Can you understand what I'm saying? Do I need to speak slower, faster?
No, you're speaking just right. I can understand everything you're saying and enjoy. I've listened to you in the past, and I've enjoyed it. So I was so excited when you were going to start this new show. So I'll be an avid listener. And
well, Julie, I hope you're going to be an avid caller, Julie, because now listen, you said you were out. Did you say you were out walking the dog or just walking?
No, I was out walking earlier. I walked to LA morning show. And to tell you the truth, I was just out getting my nails done.
Really?
So I listened to you. Yes. And I'm sitting here right now. So I took you with me.
Great. What do you listen on? Do you listen on your phone?
I listen on my phone. I have an app on my phone, so it goes with me everywhere.
Yeah, I have that app as well. It's great, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And I'll tell my friends. I'll spread the word and get them to call you too.
Yeah, you tell them, listen, there's an open line. Anyone wants to call in, speak to a lonely, sad Irishman on the radio, and then they can call in.
I certainly will.
Julie, before you go, have you heard of Don Bosco?
I certainly have. In fact, there was a church in Michigan who was St. John Bosco Church. So I knew quite a bit about St. John Bosco. Yes.
Now, do you know about his ghostly encounter?
No, I do not.
Okay, Julie. Stay tuned.
Okay, I will.
Thanks again, Julie.
Speak to you again, Julie.
Okay.
Okay, Mike, are we ready? Lights,
we
camera,
are ready.
Action.
All right.
So, this one is for Julie, who is one of our first callers to the show. Very good to have you on board, Julie. I hope you will become a regular listener and a regular caller. We're here to help. Okay, so as I said, the supernatural is real, yet more complex than people would have us believe. And as Shakespeare said, there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Now, admittedly, this advice sounds strange to modern ears and the prevailing ideologies that surround us. But I make no apology for what I'm about to tell you. Because we need these stories of the supernatural as a warning, perhaps as a remedy, nay, a protection against that which wishes to harm us. And we would be well to heed its warning. So, our story begins in Italy in 1839 with the tolling of a bell as a young seminarian is led to rest. And as the earth was heaped upon the casket below, those assembled slowly dispersed. Now, one of those present, as well as being a friend of the deceased, was also a seminarian. And it was to that place of formation that he had started to walk back, just as the first hints of night began to draw in. And as he did so, his thoughts returned to a curious conversation some months previously, one with the seminarian who had just been buried, and to a strange pact they had entered into. You see, these two young men had been firm friends, both devoutly religious. And at the end of that curious conversation, they had agreed that whichever one of them died first, then he would return from the grave and tell the other of what happened next. Now, perhaps this pact was born from piety, or perhaps more from some boyish prank, as neither expected to die for quite some time. But then, shortly afterwards, one of them did die. His name was Louis Camolo. Louis was the frailer of the two boys, but still his death was unexpected. His friend was as shocked as the whole seminary proved to be. He mourned this loss with a difference, however. For the remaining seminarian did so with a sense of expectancy. So as he sat through the subsequent Requiem Mass, he waited. He listened. He watched for a sign, any sign. But none came. Nothing. And so on that mournful day, as the mortal remains of his friend had finally been laid to rest, all seemed forever shrouded in an opaque silence. Finally that night, the mourner arrived back at the seminary in the Italian town of Sherry, not far from Turin. It was late, and his thoughts were far from sleep, however. His bedchamber was a dormitory, one he shared with the other seminarians. By then, all were sound asleep. But he was unable to join them in that sleep. Instead, he was to sit on the edge of his bed with a mind unusually tense and still pondered what had taken place that day. It was then, just as the clock struck the midnight hour, that it began. It sounded like a dull roll, one that emanated from the end of the passageway that ran adjacent to the dormitory. As yet, nothing was visible. There was only an eerie sound that grew louder. And as it did so, it became more distinct. The young man, now keenly alert, to everything around him, sat listening intently. The sound continued. It grew in intensity, now like a clanging of a chain as it seemingly drew closer. Closer still it approached, until its vibrations ricocheted off the walls and the ceilings all around, making strange echoes like the sound of many horses or like the push of a railway engine. Unable to move, unsure of what was coming, hence, the young man sat frozen in fear. He proved not to be alone in this. In fact, the whole dormitory had by then been awoken. In that twilight darkness of that long chamber, all 20 or so youths were now wide awake, not able, or perhaps willing, to utter a single word, but instead were lying in the darkness, awaiting something, the very sound of which cast terror into their hearts. The final sound remembered that night was reported to be one similar to the discharge of a cannon. And with that, the doors of the dormitory flew open. What had entered the room, however, was not a person, or even a shape that could be identified. It was instead a light, only its appearance and the sounds that accompanied it was as if it was being controlled by the spectral glow, before beginning to change color in front of the bewildered eyes of those listening and watching. Then the apparition spoke, calling out the name of the young man who had earlier returned from the graveside. It roared, "I am saved." And with that, the sounds began again, louder and more terrific than before. The light too grew brighter still before illuminating the whole chamber. The noise reverberated against the walls so intensely that those present feared the very building itself was about to collapse. Then, as quickly and as unexpectedly as it had all started, it stopped. Now, what had just taken place proved too much for many of those present. Some leapt from their beds and fled the dormitory. But not the young man still sat on his bed. Whereas the others had looks of terror on their faces, his countenance was now one of thoughtfulness as he began to comprehend what had taken place. You see, this ghostly presence was obviously none other than his friend Camolo. Louis had kept their pact, and in so doing had announced where he had entered upon death. The young man looked around at those about him and tried to calm them, telling his fellows that they had witnessed something that should not engender fear, but instead something to rejoice in. The account of what happened subsequently on that night, however, suggests that the young man's words fell upon very barren soil. Such was the panic induced by this earlier visitation that, as a consequence, most of the fellows remained huddled together until dawn came at last. That same account goes on to conclude that at the seminary for a long time afterwards, there was no other topic of conversation but that pertaining to the events of this remarkable night. Now, You may be listening to this thinking, well, what has this got to do with the Catholic faith? Well, as to the veracity of what took place, I have no reason to doubt any aspect of the story, given that its teller and subject, the then living participant of the pact in question, do you remember the young man who decided to it, was none other than the man who would later become known to the world as Don John Bosco. Yes, Don Bosco. He was the young man who was part of that pact, and he was the man who recounted that tale. In this month of the Holy Souls, perhaps it's worth remembering how close the Holy Souls are to us. How close the world, the supernatural realm is to us, the true supernatural realm, not the pretend one that comes at the start of this month with Halloween and all its paraphernalia and pretend gothic garbage. No, the real supernatural. That we are surrounded by the saints, the angels, and the holy souls. They need our prayers. They need our prayers. Don Bosco, as most of you know, was a wonderful apostle for young people. And we need that more than ever in this time. But he was also a man of great advice in the spiritual realm in general. And one of the things I came across when researching this tale was his comments on the Blessed Sacrament. Because the supernatural realm may be very close to us, but there's another supernatural element which is equally close to us, and it does not wish us well, unlike the saints, the angels, the holy souls, our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph. St. John Bosco had this to say. He said, listen, there are two things the devil is deathly afraid of. Two things. Guess what they were? Fervent communions and frequent visits to the Blessed Sacrament. He went on to say, do you want many graces? Visit him often. Do you want him to grant you only a few? Visit him seldom. Do you want the devil to attack you? Rarely visit the Blessed Sacrament. Do you want the devil to flee from you? Visit Jesus often. Do you want to overcome the devil? Take refuge at the feet of Jesus. Give up. Do you want the devil to overcome you? Give up visiting Jesus. Visiting Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is essential if you want to overcome the devil. Therefore, make frequent visits to Jesus. If you do that, the devil will never prevail against you. That's good advice for us. But when you make that visit to the Blessed Sacrament, think also of the holy souls, especially during Mass. Offer them up with the sacrifice of our prayers, with a sacrifice offered by the priest on the altar, so that we may free souls this November from purgatory. And please God, one day somebody will pray for us. You're listening to the Turley Frequency, here live and exclusive on Archangel Radio, broadcasting throughout the Archdiocese of Mobile. And I am your host, Kevin Turley. I'm normally sitting in for other people, so I have to bite my tongue from saying sitting in for so-and-so, but I'm not. I'm sitting here in my own show, the Turley Frequency. So let's think about it. Turley Frequency equals today frequent visits to the Blessed Sacrament, frequent prayers for the holy souls. Let's think about that. So do think about calling in tomorrow during the chaplet on 888-928-0881. We have determined that the phone line is working, thanks to Julie and Greg. Absolutely certain it's working. And you can even phone from outside Alabama. We've had somebody from Miami phone in, so that's amazing. The bill is paid. The phone engineer has confirmed it is working, and you can phone in anytime you like. You can also text anytime you want. Text in on, let me just read this out to you, 251-928-2111. That's 251-928-2111. So if you've got any intentions that you want to be prayed for, and you can do it anonymously or any way you like. It's nice to have the name of the person we're praying for, but just feel free. This show is for you. As I said at the top, I'm the host. The table is set. The food is ready. The wine is prepared. All we need are the guests, and you are that guest. And all you've got to come in is come in, put your cloak on the door peg, pull up a chair, I'll throw another log on the fire, and we will start. And we'll have 2 hours of conversation, of fun and games, of prayer and intentions, and the odd story thrown in as well, which I'm very open to anybody's feedback. If you'd prefer to be in a different way or a different variety, or it's not working for you, or it is working for you, then let me know, because this show is yours. You're the most special guest on this show. And as Julia said, tell your friends, this is the new place to hang out. Now, what I'm thinking as well is that we should have a special drive on this month in the Divine Mercy Chaplet for Holy Souls. So especially if you've lost somebody in the last year, I would love to have a message from you so that we can pray for them. What harm will it do? It might do some good. It might do you some good as well.
Kevin, I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to throw in a name. We lost here at the station a dear friend of ours, Billy Langford.
Yep.
And so if we could keep him in your prayers during this month of the prayers for the Holy Souls, keep him in your prayers. He passed away last year, and keep him and his amazing wife Paige and his two boys, Ryan and Drew. Billy was a blessing to the station more ways than you can imagine. And he's a dear friend of mine, and he was the first friend I made when I came down. Me and my family, we moved down here to Daphne, Alabama, and so he helped us out with our football broadcast for both McGill and later St. Michael. And so anyway, just want to keep him in your prayers and in the prayers of the listeners. And also another friend of mine who passed away, his name is Aaron Wolfenson. Died tragically. I'm not going to get into how, but keep them in your prayers. Thank you.
I think that's great, Mike. I mean, that's exactly what we need. We almost need to get a list going here with Billy and Aaron on it, and anybody else that is out there listening.
Yeah, so text 251-928-2111. We seriously, folks, this show, this is a show, as Kevin said at the beginning, and we say in the intro, it's for you and it's by you. So 251-928-2111 is how you can text in. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And, in this month, let's get as many souls on that list so at least we can pray for them. So Billy and Aaron are the inaugural members of the recently departed list, but it doesn't have to be recently departed. Yeah. I mean, it can be loved ones, family members, parents, siblings, children. It can be anybody you want. People you've known partially, people you hardly knew at all. It doesn't matter. Let's pray. It's all we can do, you know. We can do that. Hopefully have some fun along the way. Okay, so listen, we're grinding to the halt here on the Turley frequency. You've been party to the first broadcast of the Turley frequency. And mercifully, we had some calls in, which is great, and some texts. So I will definitely be on air tomorrow, because that's the thing. If we don't get any calls, there's always that possibility. I'll be yanked off the air. And, you know, it's wonderful that I'm sitting here in London speaking to you in Alabama. I mean, it's just incredible, right?
It is.
I think it's incredible. Thank you to Mike and to Ellen and to Michelle and everybody and Sherry, everybody else who helped with the preparation of this show. And also very much thank you to Judy. Thank you very much for coming on and being the first prayer partner in this very important apostolate of prayer. Okay, so there's nothing left to do except from a very dark, very dank, very damp London, bid you good night, God bless, and speak to you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Kevin.
God bless.
God bless you. And what a wonderful way to end this show. And again, we want to thank all of the listeners. We hope you enjoy the show for years to come. The best is yet to come on the Turley Frequency.
Hope so.